Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Joining you here on the radio waves, also online at freetalklive.com. Now, we give you the features on the site for free, and those other talk show hosts don't. They want to charge you for $5, $6, $7 a month for their websites. Ours is free. In fact, I would say we give you more for free than they even charge you for. Head over and see if it's true at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. Actually, the site allows you to suggest show prep. You can suggest things that we'll talk about here on these very airwaves. You go in, create an account, which is free, of course, and then you submit a URL from the Internet somewhere that you think our listeners will enjoy seeing, whether it's a video or a news report or maybe even your own blog post. You can submit it to the site, and then other listeners will vote it up or they'll vote it down, and the most popular items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, freetalklive.com. Now, before we go on here, Mark, you're going to tell us about BP and some of the collusion and corruption going on there with them and the federal government. But I just want to correct something. A listener called in a moment ago. They told us about an alternative to Quik.com. Now, we've talked a lot about Quik.com, Quik.com. They're not a sponsor of the show. I'm just a fan of what they do. They were one of the first on the scene with live streaming video directly from your smartphone to the Internet. A real game changer for the world of activism, for people that that appreciate freedom and want to hold government bureaucrats as accountable as they possibly can. The Quik.com is a wonderful application to help out. If you're in a situation and you need to get video and you need to record that scene, it's better than just recording because it streams to the Internet. So even if they steal your phone from you and try to delete the recording, they can't because it's already gone. It's on the phone, but it's also online. And once something gets online, you know, you can't get that cat back in the cage. So in this case, Quik.com is a great application, but we had somebody call in and suggest there's a competitor out there now, apparently. And they said it's Bamboozer. And I should have asked them how to spell it at the time. I didn't. And so when I went to Bamboozer.com, it wasn't working. Okay, well, how the hell can you spell Bamboozer? I figured it was B-A-M-B-O-O-Z-E-R, Bamboozer. No, it's actually Bamboozer, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R. Now, I don't know what it is with these Internet streaming applications. Can't they have a URL that is understandable without having to spell it? Quik.com. You have to spell it. Q-I-K.com. At least that one's short. And then Bamboozer. Well, Bamboozer is a little more accurate, I think.
I will skip this opportunity to criticize some liberty activists who did a similar thing. Having a weird URL that you have to spell, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you for being obscure, and I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, don't? Okay.
They think about different applications for the name. Some people want a short name because Quik, Q-I-K, is a short name, and that's valuable in some ways. If you're doing print advertising, it's clear, Q-I-K.
It's very possible that Quik was taken.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure we corrected that, got the information out. I actually just installed it on my smartphone, was fiddling with it there during the news break, and it looks like it'll be good. I'm a little concerned because you can't link it, at least that I can see, you can't link it to YouTube, but they will let you link it to Facebook. That's a valuable feature. When you record the video, it goes out when you're with Quik.com, Q-I-K.com, and you record with Quik, it goes to Quik's site, but then Quik has a bunch of different video networks that you can link into. So you can, if you've got a YouTube channel, you can click that on your Quik account, put in your YouTube login information there, and it'll automatically, when you finish recording the video on Quik, it'll automatically bump it over to YouTube. So right off the bat, you've got two copies. You've got three, actually. You've got the one on your phone, the one on Quik.com, and the one on YouTube. And Quik's got a whole list of networks. They've got like all kinds of different things that you can link to. You know, the more obscure video networks like Metacafe, the ones that aren't as popular as YouTube. I don't see that with Bamboozer, but maybe I just haven't had a chance to dig in far enough. But I do see that Bamboozer has different video resolutions more than Quik does. So good to see some competition in the Internet streaming market, even if it is incredibly difficult to actually understand what their URLs are by someone speaking them. So good on them. And they're all free, which is even better. So Bamboozer, Bamboozer.com, if you want to try that out.
If you have a URL that's difficult to understand when it comes to just saying it over the radio, that just means they need more branding.
There you go.
Nobody asks how to spell Coca-Cola. Is that with a C or a K?
Yeah. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk about BP, Mark. What's going on down there?
I'm still trying to spell Coca-Cola in my mind. This article that I've got here, it's from RollingStone.com. And if you have read Rolling Stone articles in the past, you know that they are well-researched and they are long as they can be. This is a great article, and it's, of course, written sort of from the lefty perspective about what went on with BP. But there's an excerpt from it that I thought was well worth sharing. So I just I wanted to share an excerpt. This is not going to be the 9-page long article from Rolling Stone that you can go read if you want at rollingstone.com.
Mm-hmm.
During the Bush years, the Minerals Management Service, the agency and the Interior Department in charge charged with safeguarding the environment from the ravages of drilling, descended into rank criminality. According to reports by the Interior's Inspector General, MMS, staffers were both literally and figuratively in bed with the oil industry when agency staffers weren't joining industry employees for Coke parties or trips to corporate ski chalets.
You mean cocaine?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were having sex with oil company officials, but it was American taxpayers and the environment that were getting screwed. MMS managers were awarded cash bonuses for pushing through risky offshore leases. MMS managers were awarded
government
cash
managers.
Yes, were cash bonuses for pushing through risky offshore leases. Auditors were ordered not to investigate shady deals, and safety staffers were routinely accepted gifts from the industry, allegedly allowing oil companies to fill in their own inspection reports in pencil before tracing over them in pen.
Awesome.
Now, before we go on and to think that this is just an easy layup on Bush, it isn't, because this article continues.
Oh, good. I'm glad they're intellectually honest enough for that.
Yeah, but this
crap goes on all over the place.
This agency is the one that was charged with protecting us from this, right? This is the government's here to protect us, and this is the agency in charge of handling the oil drilling folks. Okay, the government has all kinds of inspection agencies, and they're in charge of inspecting all kinds of organizations. Are they all as corrupt as MMS? Unlikely that they would all be. Are some of them more corrupt than MMS? Statistically, they have to be.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So the idea that you take an agency like the government and then expect it to protect you is ludicrous. Now, what happens if you get the right guy in? Let's read a little further.
Well, this is always the proposed solution.
This is the proposed solution, and Obama, I don't know if they mentioned in this section, because I read the whole article, and then I took a section that I felt that was very important, but Obama actually said before he took office, he was going to shape up MMS, the Minerals Management Service. So that was part
of his... He didn't do it in time.
That was his campaign promise.
Now he got busy, Mark. You need to cut him a break. He's a busy man.
Busy trying to shove socialized medicine down America's throat, whether they want it or not. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even socialized medicine. It just ended up being medical reform or whatever. And they just had to have something, whether it was free aspirin for everybody on leap day. They had to have something that passed. Continuing. The oil companies were running MMS during those years. Bobby Maxwell, a former top auditor with the agency, told Rolling Stone last year.
This shouldn't be shocking to anyone that has paid attention to how regulation works. It is almost always the case that the very industry who is intended to be regulated and, that we're to be protected from their depredations, the very industry that is regulated is they capture the regulatory agency. Their buddies, the former VPs, the executives, they
who
end up getting on the boards.
Who knows more about the industry that they're supposed to be regulating? Who's more qualified?
Right. So they get on these boards and they create rules that don't hurt them. They hurt the competition. They make it more difficult for new oil companies, for instance, to come in and start up and that kind of thing. And they essentially, these regulatory bodies exist to protect the existing businessmen.
And they do.
And that's what they do.
And I'll read more about it.
Yeah, we're going to share more. And apparently it's more than just protection. It's effing and drug use and all kinds of shenanigans.
And payoffs and ski chalets.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Bring in whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. There's more in moments. And your calls about anything will go if you make them. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website again, freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, including our listening options. We've got live streams, we've got our webcam, our listen lines that allow you to tune in from any phone that can dial long distance. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com and get it all free. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Available at Porkfest, Chartarum, the original motion picture soundtrack by John Shaw, brought to you by Think Twice Productions, including tracks by liberty activist Hannah Hoffman and Nothing Project, as well as Scottish gangster rap epic featuring Touchmaster J and User Mac Friendly. You can get your copy of the Chartarum original motion picture movie soundtrack, and you receive a limited edition Porkfest commemorative beer mug. All at Porkfest. And I assume, since this is the premiere, that afterwards it's going to be available to all. But, you know, this is the plug for the premiere, right?
All right. That's Porkfest2010.com if you want to learn more about that. We'll tell you more about Porkfest here coming up in a little bit. But, Mark, you're telling us about the BP situation and giving us some of the dirty details as to how truly in bed, literally, as the article from Rolling Stone points out, the government people were with the industry in this case. And it's not an unusual story. It's just that what's unusual is we're finding out about the details. It's not unusual that the government would essentially work together with the very industry that purports to be controlling.
Yeah, and this is what happens to people who the good guys that want to do the good job when they're in these situations, these corrupt government agencies that are largely run by the people that they're supposed to be, keeping an eye on. Bobby Maxwell, former auditor with the agency, told Rolling Stone last year, the oil companies were running MMS during those years. Whatever they wanted, they got. Nothing was being enforced across the board at MMS. Now, he's just referring to the Bush years because that's the only ones he knows. Mm-hmm. But it does go on here to talk about the Obama years. Salazar himself, this is Obama's appointee to take over MMS, who is going to go in and clean house, has worked hard to foster the impression that the prior administration is to blame for the catastrophe. Mm-hmm. In reality, though, the Obama administration was fully aware from the onset of the need to correct the lapses at MMS that led directly to the disaster in the Gulf. In fact, Obama specifically nominated Salazar, his great and dear friend, to force the department to clean up its act. For too long, Obama declared Interior, which is the department that that MMS is a part of, has been seen as an appendage of commercial interests rather than serving the people. It's going to change under Ken Salazar.
That's what Obama said.
Yes. All we have to do is get the right guy in there. Salazar took over the Interior in January 2009, vowing to restore the department's respect for scientific integrity. He immediately traveled to MMS headquarters outside Denver, delivered a beatdown to staffers for their blatant and criminal conflicts of interest and self-dealing that had set one of the worst examples of corruption and abuse in government, promising to set the standard for reform. Salazar declared, the American people will know the Minerals Management Service is a defender of the taxpayer. You are the ones who will make special interest play by the rules. Now, he just said to these people that they were blatant criminal conflicts of interest, self-dealing, blah, 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 blah. Now you will take these special interests and make them play by the rules. How ludicrous is that? That's because this guy understands how government works. He couldn't go in there and fire everybody and sure. then hire a whole new house like you could if you had a failing company, if you felt that was what you had to do.
Right, like if you were Consumer Reports and you found out that somebody was actually buying off your testing agents, you could go in there and wipe them all out if you needed to and clean house. But the government employees, they've got their unions and their contracts and their guarantees.
Dressed in his trademark Stetson and bolo tie, Salazar boldly proclaimed, there's a new sheriff in town.
Is this for real? It sounds so silly, doesn't it?
Well, politicians are silly.
I know. Gosh.
Salazar's early moves certainly created the impression that he meant what he said. Within days of taking office, he jettisoned the Bush administration's plan to open 3 million acres. Keep that number in mind, 3 million. In Alaska, the Gulf, and up and down both coasts. This is all over, 3 million all over. Offshore drilling. The proposal had been published in the Federal Registry literally at midnight on the day that Bush left the White House. Salazar denounced the plan as headlong rush of the worst kind, saying that it would have put in place a process rigged to force hurried decisions based on bad information. Speaking to Rolling Stone in March 2009, the secretary at Salazar underscored his commitment to reform. We have embarked on an ambitious agenda to clean up the mess. He insisted, we have the inspector general involved with this in a preemptive mode that has the department doesn't commit the same mistakes of the past. The crackdown, he added, goes beyond just codes of ethics.
He's tough.
Yeah, except that it didn't. Salazar did little to tamp down the lawlessness at MMS. The beyond referring to a few employees for criminal prosecution, referring a few employees for criminal prosecution, ending a Bush era program that allowed oil companies to make their royalty payments, the amount that they owed to taxpayers for extracting a scarce public resource, not in cash but in crude. And instead of putting the brakes on new offshore drilling, Salazar immediately throttled up to record levels. Even though he had scrapped the Bush plan, Salazar put 53 million offshore acres up for lease in the Gulf. Now, he had scrapped 300 million.
Wait, 3 million everywhere. Or 300 million? You said 3 million before.
300 million.
Okay. I thought you said 3 million.
No, it was 300 million, and he had scrapped that, but it was all over. So 53 million offshore acres just in the Gulf. In his first year alone, to an all-time high. Now, I'm not saying that I think that offshore drilling shouldn't be allowed. I don't know. I'm not an expert. What I'm saying is that the guy put in charge to keep this stuff under control, you know, he is the one pushing it.
Yeah. He expanded it. And I'm not an expert either, but there was just this huge accident. So it's the kind of thing that you have to wonder about, you know. So, and it's really bad.
The aggressive leasing came as no surprise, given Salazar's track record. The guy's a long, long history of promoting offshore drilling. That's his thing, says Kieran Suckling, an unfortunate last name, executive director of the Center for Biological Diversity. He's got a highly specific soft spot for offshore oil drilling. As a senator, Salazar not only steered passage of the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act, which opened 8 million acres in the Gulf for drilling, he even criticized President Bush for not forcing oil companies to develop existing leases more quickly.
Hmm.
Salazar was far less aggressive, however, when it came to making good on his promise to fix MMS. Even though he criticized the actions of a few rotten apples at the agency, he left long-serving lackeys of the oil industry in charge.
You've been naughty, but you get to keep your jobs.
The people that are ethically challenged are the career managers, the people who come up through the ranks, as a marine biologist who left the agency over the way science was tampered with by top officials.
Mm.
In order to get promoted at MMS, you better get invested in this pro-development oil culture. One of the Bush-era managers whom Salazar left in place. Now, I'm not going to claim to be an expert about oil, but it does seem like a conflict of interest that somebody at MMS would be a real pro-oil person. I mean, they're the one who's supposed to be watching oil. Doesn't that make sense to you?
It seems like a conflict of interest.
Yeah. None of this is a surprise, but it certainly is interesting, and I'm glad you've brought it forth, Mark. 800-259-9231, the seedy underbelly of regulation. There's more, a little bit more here. We're going to share that with you. Also, take your calls about what you want. 1-800-259-9231. Comment on this? Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And we give you a lot of features there for free. Our webcam is one of them. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and listen and chat, because our chat room's built in the very same page. So chat with other listeners, watch the show, listen in, all free at cam.freetalklive.com. And the cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking, memory, and telecom accessory needs. Memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, and up to 99% off of list price. They can even customize solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. So, Mark, let's wrap this BP story up here. We've just scratched the surface of what is that? You said a 9-page story over at Rolling Stone, and you've selected a portion of it that really gets into the detail about how truly incestuous the relationship was between the BP executives and the government people.
But I think it points to how incestuous relationships between all government regulatory agencies.
Yes.
When you have a monopoly, there's nothing to stop that monopoly from, getting involved. Yeah, corrupting. Why would it? It's a monopoly. So
right, there's no one else out there checking. There's nobody else who is competing for services of you know, regulatory type services in
and,
the marketplace.
And it's important to note that a free market isn't immune from corruption, but it's not promoting it the way this monopoly situation is.
If you have a corrupt regulatory agency competing against an uncorrupted regulatory agency, then
with all sorts of other factors putting pressure on them, a media where speech is truly free and there are no repercussions for whistleblowing and all that stuff. When you look at it like that, and yeah, the less corrupt agencies are certainly going to have an advantage, right?
That's how I see it. One of the Bush era, continuing, one of the Bush era managers whom Salazar left in place was the Salazar.
This is the new guy that they brought in to clean it up.
Yeah, that's Obama brought in and appointed his close and dear friend Ken Salazar. Was John Grohl, the agency's director for Alaska, shortly after the Interior Secretary announced a reorganization of MMS in the wake of the Gulf disaster. Grohl called a staff meeting and served cake, director, with the words, "Drill, baby, drill." So clearly this guy's on board with the whole oil thing. I mean, you know, right in the face. This is, while there's oil spilling in the Gulf, perhaps this was inappropriate.
Mm.
I'm not saying... I don't know whether it's a good idea to drill for oil or not in the Gulf. I suspect that technology and fail-safes are good enough that it is a good idea. I don't think those fail-safes were put in place, and I don't think that the agencies or the drilling companies were properly regulated. And I do think a marketplace would have regulated them better. So, and insurance companies that had more to lose because the caps on what BP is going to be required to pay is, what, $75 million beyond cleanup costs, that's not that big of a deal. An insurance company that was on the hook for billions of dollars of damages, which certainly this disaster could be, would probably regulate these drilling platforms a heck of a lot more than the government did.
Right, and the insurance company has an interest in actually regulating the company because it's separate from them and cannot really be influenced like the government can because the insurance company's assets are on the line. And so they've got an incentive to make sure this company is up to snuff.
But, you know, even an insurance inspector could be paid off by a drilling company, but the insurance company would be they would be incentivized to send different inspectors to different spots, and they'd be incentivized to make sure that didn't happen.
Absolutely.
The government isn't incentivized to do that because if they fail, they get more money to be better.
It's true. They just talked about it. They're doing a reorganization. We're going to reorganize the whole organization.
Obama went in, fired the old MMS chief, brought a new one in. So who is it? I mean, the new one's just it's just a new job opening in the same corrupt organization.
Yeah, new boss, same as the old boss, right?
Salazar also failed to remove Chris Oñez, the top MMS official who had been a central figure in a multi-billion-dollar scandal the Interior's Inspector General called a jaw-dropping example of bureaucratic bungling in the 1990s. Industry lobbyists secured a sweetheart subsidy from Congress. Drillers would pay no royalties on oil extracted in deep water until prices rose above $28 a barrel. But this tripwire was conveniently omitted in Gulf leases overseen by Oñez, a mistake that will let oil giants pocket as much as $53 billion. So the ones that were underneath him were getting charged the same as the ones that weren't. Instead of being fired for this F-up, however, Oñez, this is Rolling Stone, I'd like to point out, Oñez has promoted by Bush to become associate director of offshore drilling, a position he kept under Salazar, which is from the Obama administration, until the Gulf disaster hit. So he didn't get him fired until...
Ah, so he was the sacrificial lamb the fact?
Yeah. It sounds like he deserved it, but there's a lot more people that did too.
Yeah.
And if they fired them all...
The people that Salazar didn't fire when he went in there, and that's the reason why he should have, essentially should have gotten fired for.
Employees describe being in Interior, that's the department that MMS is under, not just MMS, but under the other agencies, as the third Bush term. This is the payoff line that I was coming for the whole thing. It says Jeff Roach, the executive director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, which represents federal whistleblowers, they're working for the same managers who are implementing the same policies. Why would you expect a different result?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Did you vote for Obama, people? Did you expect change? Did you hope for change? Well, you're a fool. Sorry.
Well, not like John McCain would have done anything differently. I mean,
that's true.
Your point when you're saying that is that Barack Obama is just business as usual. He's just another Democrat, just another Republican. They're all, two sides of the same evil big government coin. And I think that this is brilliantly pointing out that it doesn't matter who the heads of these organizations are. They're all subject to corruption, and that's nothing is going to change ever, no matter who it is that you elect.
You know, this is funny to me that how much it takes for someone to change their apologist viewpoints. I mean, what I mean by that is you have someone who's a big Bush supporter who maybe expected Bush to shrink the government in certain areas, you know, because he's a Republican, and he didn't actually do it. And they're like, well, but he's better than the other side, so they make a bunch of excuses for him.
Sure,
and then
sure.
Obama comes in, just continues Bush administration policies, even in really big areas like the Iraq War and things like that. And people are still making excuses for him. And the thing that's funny to me is, I mean, you can pretty much credit Bush with why I'm not a Republican anymore, and now I'm an anti-government person, because I saw the things changing and then things staying the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The same thing for me. I'm not going to
I eventually stopped apologizing. I apologized for Bush for a while.
Yep.
And he's what changed me, but
so
I had the sense not to just switch back to Democrat. I mean, I didn't just say, oh, okay, well, the Republicans are screwed up, and switch back to Democrat and start apologizing for Obama, who comes in, takes over, and just continues Bush administration policies, and just apologize for him.
That's the point I'm trying to make here. It doesn't matter to me for whom you vote if you choose to vote. It doesn't matter, because your vote doesn't matter.
Nope.
Statistically, it is an insignificant act.
Here's proof,
well,
right?
All I'm trying to do is show you, look, it doesn't matter. It's not Democrats versus Republicans. It's the government versus you. That's what it's always been. And it's always the government is going to grow, and it doesn't matter if you put a Republican in there. The government is never going to be looking out for the common man. And it doesn't matter if you put a Democrat in there. I don't care if you put Jerry Brown running with Dennis Kucinich. It's not going to be for the common man, because it doesn't matter. Washington is built by lobbyists for lobbyists. I'm sorry.
But Ron Paul can save us.
Well, I think he'd be a superior choice. I mean, I'm excited about the idea that he might get in there, but... You know, I don't think he's going to.
But Ron Paul would also be up against all the other government guys.
He'd be under the same pressure in there.
All right, there's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. He'd be still hamstrung by all of the rules that the state operates by, and it would be limited with anything else. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. There is enough time for your phone call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We reinvest that money into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcasts, and more. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, coming up in less than 2 weeks, it's time for the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. The 24th through the 27th, that's Thursday through Sunday, this month, people, hundreds of them, over 500 people, I believe, have already registered. They paid in advance for their ticket to attend the Pork Fest 2010 in Lancaster, New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Same place as last year. We had an absolute blast last year. It was a great time hanging out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Lots of socializing, a lot of activities, everything from family-style activities like a scavenger hunt, I believe, will be taking place. To, and again, varies from family things to a little more maybe not so family friendly, like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. So there's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about the event, get a list of the stuff that's happening. I don't know if you can see old pictures at porkfest2010.com, but if you just go to porkfest.com, you can probably see some old archived photos from the years prior to get an idea of what the feel is like. But you really can't know until you come out what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same place for a weekend together. It's a great experience. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing old friends and meeting new people, and it's always a good time. So go to porkfest2010.com. Get registered. It's not too late. If you're really a procrastinator, you can wait till the day of and come out. You can come out that weekend. You won't save the $5 on the registration fee. You can pay at the door, that kind of thing.
But that's five extra bucks that the Free State Project can always use. So
yeah,
I wouldn't stress
true.
About it too much. Yeah.
So head on over. Porkfest2010.com. That's pork with a C. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Porkfest2010.com. We will see you there. Dale, you're coming out, right?
Oh, yeah. All week.
You're going early, too.
Yeah. Some people go there for the whole week, starting Monday mm-hmm. and through the weekend. And I'm one of those people.
So you take it all the way. The official event lasts from June 24th through the 27th. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. And that alone is a lot of fun.
You got to get a jump on the partying, though.
Are you going to do Ezekiel pancakes this year?
Yeah. And that's only for the early people. I'm only going to have supplies to do it for, like, Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And maybe if there's leftover supplies, Wednesday morning.
So if you want to eat pancakes with Dale, then you got to be there early.
Ezekiel pancakes have 7 different ingredients, including 4 different kinds of legumes, or 3 different kinds of legumes, 3 kinds of grains, 3 kinds of legumes. And millet.
Isn't a legume like a peanut? Isn't that a legume?
Beans.
It's a bean. Okay.
Beans essentially are considered legumes. So they're dried, and the flour itself is milled from red wheat, barley, spelt, Northern beans, pinto beans, red kidney beans, lentils, and millet.
Why are you shaking your head? What's going on?
I'm just laughing at the cooking show that's going on.
And that's what the flour is milled from. And I mill it, like, I'll be milling it like Monday morning.
Oh, cool.
or maybe Sunday night. So it'll be really fresh flour.
Wow. So hand milled flour going into these pancakes.
I use a machine to mill it, but it's freshly milled.
Got it.
It's freshly milled flour, and that's what the pancakes will be made with, along with, you know, buttermilk and
Well,
eggs,
if you were doing it by hand, it would still be a...
This is not Aunt Jemima pancake mix. This is Ezekiel, homemade Ezekiel flour pancakes.
So. You're going to have natural maple syrup up there as well?
I think I will, but I'm gonna have to charge extra for it. It's like really exorbitant
stuff. It is
stuff,
very expensive.
I could just. Oh yeah, it comes with maple syrup. If I just say it comes with maple syrup, I have to charge more for the pancakes.
Now, one of the cool things about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think it's going to be even bigger this year, is the food that's available. What happened last year is people started coming out and bringing out their own food, preparing devices and elements, and making things like meatball sandwiches. One of our listeners was doing breakfast in the morning in a bikini where she'd cook up some eggs and she'd basically fry up your breakfast for you and was playing rock music while she was wearing her bikini. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And so
it was out of my price range. I didn't want to see naked women.
It's not really your thing anyway.
Or near naked, whatever. I wouldn't want to pay, you know. I heard it was very good food.
It was good.
But I was like a budget, you know, connoisseur.
But that's the kind of thing that happens is people just come up and they're entrepreneurial. They offer food services. This year, Savannah Last Biscuit is coming up. We've had Mama Allie on the show here, and she's talked about how down in Savannah, Georgia, she's got a 24-hour... 7-day-a-week operation, food delivery service, completely unlicensed, totally underground, totally agorist. You call her up. She sends a delivery guy out to meet up with you, deliver you the food, takes the cash, and you're happy. The food's good. And she's been doing this for over a year and has had incredible level of success. She's bringing the Savannah Last Biscuit operation to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So...
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people talking. There's going to be a fair number of people that just kind of make lunch every day. So there'll be different options. Just go over to that campsite and get that food, whatever
you're in
the mood
for. I'm going to bring a few snacks up, and that's it. I'm not going to bring anything else besides some snacks.
No,
I'm going to buy food.
Good.
I'm going to buy food from everybody else.
It's a terrible idea. Terrible idea.
And
it's like going on a cruise and bringing your own packed lunch. It's an awful idea.
And the thing is, too, a fair number of them, I would speculate that a majority of the people who are selling things there will be accepting silver as an alternative currency.
I would imagine you are correct about that. And there are all kinds of other alternative services being offered as well, from what I understand. Some of them I probably can't mention. 1-800-259-9231. We go to John, listening in Missouri. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, John, what's on your mind tonight?
Is this Ian and Mark?
There's Ian, Mark, and Dale here tonight.
Okay, you're Ian?
I'm Ian, yes.
Hey.
And you're John.
Anyway, I've been listening to you guys, and if I had sons, I would want them to be as awake as you are.
Thanks. Do you have daughters?
I might be too old to be your son, but I appreciate that anyway.
Anyway, listening to you guys, and I've found a few things, and I am an avid fan of GCN, and... one thing, you know, I just want to bring this up. Maybe you'll educate me or I'll educate you, okay?
All right, go for it.
Katrina, you said that the only ones who stayed were thieves and cops who were thieves.
The general statement. I don't mean that to say that everybody...
In their homes, and they just stayed inside. I think you probably had running about on the streets people that were trying to save people. Thieves and cops. Does that sound about right?
I'm sure they were all the thieves stayed, you know. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, they just don't have the means to get away.
Yeah.
And they did have the means to get away. They couldn't get away because they want to stay there and protect what they've got, even if it's lives, you know.
Yeah, I was making a general statement. And I'm sorry, you're right. I should have been more clear. Was making a general statement about the fact that it was an incredibly lawless situation. It seemed to be chaos with a lot of gunshots, being fired into the air and things like that. From the descriptions of the people that we had heard from, it seemed chaotic. And my point was to show that the reason there was any level of chaos was because most of the law-abiding people left. Most of the good folks left, and that's why the criminal element was able to just run roughshod all over the place. Does that make sense?
Right. And when they came and took the guns away from the people who were trying to protect themselves, that made it even worse.
Exactly right. Anything else you want to share tonight, John?
Oh, I got another one.
All right.
Why would globalists, one world bankers, want illegal aliens in America?
Yeah, why would they?
You could not understand that.
Well, I can see why, you know, people who have companies, and I think it's mostly mid-sized and smaller companies that employ illegal immigrants. I think that they would probably want them here just essentially as a second-class laborer, a serf.
I think you're referencing the conversation we had today with Alex Jones, and I'd love to have you call in tomorrow night and talk in further detail. We are short on time. I thank you for the call. Plus, we got a really strange connection where we're getting some talk back occasionally. But thank you for the call. Let's talk to Julia in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to just see if there's anyone from the Kansas City area going to Porkfest. I live in Warrensburg. I have transportation to KC, but I don't have transportation to the Porkfest.
Here's what I'd recommend. Porkfest2010.com, there's a forum there. There's also a forum at the Free State Project website at freestateproject.org. And both of them have Porkfest forums specifically about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a ride-sharing section at Porkfest2010.com, as I understand it, where you can post that, and other people who may be in your area may be able to step up, or there may actually already be a caravan going nearby or through your area that has already been planned that you can just kind of hitch on to. So go to Porkfest2010.com, post over there at the forums, and hopefully that'll help you out get up here. And we're out of time. It's been Ian with you.
And yeah, and Mark.
Hey, back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. See you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.